Marketing, entrepreneurship, and all things small business. You're listening to the Profit 911 Podcast. Now, here's your host, Justin Miller.
Welcome to the Dinosaur Theme Hour on the Profit 911 Podcast.
Powered by all things dinosaur.
Yeah, powered by extinction and meteors. So, we've talked about, last episode, we talked about, you know, dinosaur showmanship. And we probably got these out of order, but we're gonna come back and let's talk about why on earth I'm mentioning dinosaurs. Because we're at the point now that we've used this theme enough that a lot of people come to me and they think I actually just love dinosaurs.
Reasonable.
And it's just it's
just a thing.
It just drew attention and it's easy to go with it. And you don't have to overthink it. Things are readily available. Even clothing lines are readily available.
True, yeah.
You know, Jurassic Park certainly put a lot of stuff out there in the world.
So you don't have a thing for dinosaurs?
Not so much, other than like the money they're making my business.
Sure. So it could have been like an ancient Egypt. It could have been pyramids or something.
Yeah, but here's how we made it work. So like when people meet me, they ask one of two things, depending on how they know me, how the message came up. Either A, what's with the dinosaurs?
Mm-hmm.
Or B, you know, direct mail comes up and they're like, people still do that? That still works?
I thought that was a dinosaur.
Yeah, so they think it's extinct. And we draw the connection, and I have a pretty concise presentation on using dinosaurs as metaphors for different types of direct mail. And everyone thinks it's extinct, and it's not. It actually works. And here's the different dinosaurs you want, and here's how they work for your business. And, you know, we've probably just gone a little crazy with it.
Maybe, a little.
I mean, paint the picture. What did the lobby look like when you came in today?
I thought at first it was just for Halloween, but it's not. It's more, it's like walking into Jurassic Park. I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's all out. It's on the ceiling. It's on the walls. It's on the bookshelves. And it's not like you don't notice. It's not like, oh, we have one thing over here in the corner.
If you manage to not notice.
Yeah, if you don't notice, it's, you know.
Yeah, I got to bring together, you know, my enjoyment and love, the entertainment and decor to an extent. We ran a little bit of a decor rental company, and you know, I was always doing lighting and sound and stuff. Mm-hmm. And we didn't set the sound stage when you came in, but I certainly have an idea of what we could play. And beyond that, it's just fun.
Yeah.
Like if I could hire like a set designer to come dress the whole place and somehow make a financial argument for that working, I would do it. You said it looked like Rainforest Cafe. That's exactly what I was thinking as I put it together. I'm like, all right, what can we steal from this?
Yeah.
You know, what ideas can we cost effectively do here? And you know, it was part of a promo video shoot, but it's things we will keep around. And you know, there was a budget for the decor to match the theme because it will increase the impact of the video. And hopefully, I know people remember it because I still get brought up. So the first time I used this public theme was a presentation at Joe Polish's Genius Network. And I did a 10-minute presentation called All About Dinosaurs, which you can actually hear on the I Love Marketing podcast. So if you want to hear that presentation, you can. You can also see it on our website at profit911.biz. But it was very well received by the room. It actually got some laughter, not just sympathy laughs. It actually fits the messaging pretty well. And there was enough flexibility that we can continue using it. So that went over great. It's probably the only presentation I've done, by the way, where there's like blood and guts in one of the slides. But, you know, raptors are mean. They like to tear stuff up. So we did that. And then I did a longer version of that presentation at a Dan Kennedy event. And we tied in a lot more technical things. And yeah, I'm just going to keep using the damn thing till it doesn't work anymore.
It seems to work. And it's unique.
Yeah, you may not remember anything I told you, but you're going to remember that's the dinosaur guy.
Yeah.
And that's what people say if they happen to come from one of those medias and they saw the presentation or heard the presentation. And we want like our company to be fun to work with. Now, this we're not going to do like dinosaur stuff for your marketing. You know, we'll do whatever version of it's appropriate. I mean, I guess we could just do dinosaur-themed attraction marketing.
We offer one type of marketing, dinosaurs. Oh, see us for all your dinosaur marketing.
There's probably business for it, actually.
There probably is, yeah.
It might get a little boring at that point. That's actually one of the concerns with, like, taking the theme too far in the office. Sure. Like, right now, it's fun, but at some point...
Is it overkill at some point?
Yeah, we just want, if you bring your friends and family into the office, we just want them to question our sanity enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not quite be sure if we're over that line or not. And if for a marketing agency, it makes perfect sense. Like, we can be creative and have fun with it, and, you know... I can't wait till we do our first round of hiring interviews since we've decorated. We may get like a dinosaur lover that has nothing to do with marketing. That's going to be a problem, but I guess if you don't like dinosaurs, you're probably not going to like it here.
They are kind of everywhere. I mean, it's hard not to notice them.
There's more things on my Amazon wish list though.
I mean, every time I'm here, there's just a little bit more,
We got a lot of square footage left. I mean,
you do. There's still space to expand. You can really, the whole idea can kind of push out a little bit. I mean, I get it.
This might be the shortest podcast we've ever had.
I know, really. I was going to say this.
I mean, short of giving my actual presentation about the individual dinosaurs, which you can already go find. I don't need to re-record that for you. But our next episode of Why Dinosaurs. So, we got fun. We got on brand. Oh, I guess I should mention that I am actually considering changing the brand name from Profit 911 to Jurassic Marketing.
Really? Now, that would be...
Which we own the URLs on, and we have for a while. I've been sitting on them. I have a book coming out here in about probably a month from when this recording goes out that is entitled Jurassic Marketing.
Course.
But yeah, I'm since Profit 911 really doesn't scream anything at you anyway, you know, Jurassic Marketing might. It still doesn't say direct mail, but you know, we already got the curiosity factor, and then we can hammer home.
It would very much fit everything that you're, you know, doing under the grassy Rainforest Cafe roof.
Well, yeah, and then it would give me an excuse to buy one of those $10,000 animatronics.
Well, yes, that's true.
Because the thing we need in the highway out there is a 12-foot tall T-Rex head with fog coming out that moves around.
Sure. And at night, he would have like orange eyes.
Well, green. Yeah, and he'd be staring right at the post office too.
Of course,
even better.
Because that's where direct mail is best utilized, at the post office.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted one for the trade show booth, but hauling around, you know, 1,200 pounds.
See, this is going to be like back when you had the DJ business. Like, I'll never forget the first time I went and did the JC's bridal show, and the girl's like, okay, so do you want three booths? I'm like, what? She goes, well, yeah, Justin always used to have, like, a corner and have three booths. I'm like, he would take up three. Then I remembered you had that, like, the banner.
We had the record tall booth one year.
The big banner that was, like, 30 feet long. I'm like, so I was like, sure. Then I'm like, well, will you trade a couple of them? I'll give you some gift certificates to give away as grand. Sure enough, they did. And I quickly realized, I'm like, this is a lot of space to cover.
Did you figure out how many staff hours it took to set up that thing?
Too many. And so, like, after 2 years of that, we cut down to two spaces. And eventually, we just got rid of that whole bridal show to, you know, to do. But she's like, do you want three? I'm like, why?
Well, why not?
And I realized...
Now, the problem is now I can't do that because, like, the booths at the shows we're at are, like, 10 or 15 grand for 100 square feet.
Wow. So. Yeah, that's a little bit different than $800 at the JC's.
Otherwise, I have great ideas beyond what we talked about last episode. But, yeah, there's finite amount of floor space.
Yeah, but the people that you're attracting there are worth more than a one-time-off wedding client, probably. So,
well, I don't know how many weddings you would attract with the dinosaur. You probably get some.
Could you imagine with dinosaur weddings? Like the DJ with the dinosaur with the headphones on. We'll get a photo booth with the dinosaur getting their picture taken. This is great. Can I hire you? Can I hire your agency?
You know, the photo booth with the dinosaur with the picture taken is not a bad idea for the trade show, actually.
See, there you go. I've got a couple photo booths that you could loan. I could loan you one. Mm-hmm. Take it on the road with you. Yeah, see, there, that'd be fun. Dinosaur getting their picture taken.
You need another 100 square feet, though. We're out of space.
It's just money, man. Come on. It's just money.
Yeah, I mean, Amex loves that.
Sure, yeah. They do think all those points.
And the other thing we did with the dinosaurs when we were shooting the videos, we had all these inflatable dinosaurs that are, like, I don't know, 5 feet tall. You may have seen a couple still around mm-hmm. here.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And we propped them for like a week prior because we didn't want to blow them all up the day of the shoot. We propped them in the front windows overlooking the sidewalk. So I can only imagine the people walking down the sidewalk yeah. with these giant dinosaurs staring at them. I
thought you were going to tell me that you took all of them out in the middle of the street and looked like a rap video or something. You're like, had, you know.
I did not get my drone shot I wanted for our promo video with the dinosaur on the roof.
Why?
I think the weather stopped us.
He couldn't come back?
I mean, we might get it on there eventually. We came up with what I thought was a superior ending, too. So.
Well, then you're good.
It's got to fit in the storyline. We'd hate to have, like, continuity problems with the story.
Wouldn't want that, no. Well, maybe you can still get that roof shot.
You know a guy with a drone?
I do. I do know a guy. Maybe next time we record a podcast, he'll remember to bring it. But only if I get a reminder.
Yeah, we'll put that on the Google Calendar.
How do you get a dinosaur on the roof without it blowing away?
It sounded like a setup for a joke at first.
Well, no, I that's what I thought. But see, there you go. You could even branch off into like dinosaur comedy. It's just a way to break the ice with a potential client.
You don't want them falling in the ice.
No, it's true.
Freeze. Tar pit gun. We do have a poster here.
You have a tar. I was gonna thought you were gonna say we have a tar pit. Great.
We do have a sub basement. We can fill it with tar. So I didn't tell you yet. So we also did a 3D tour of the office. We shot that the same day.
Okay. Yeah.
So everyone's gonna be able to experience this for themselves and walk around. And
that's cool.
I don't want to give away all the surprises.
Sure.
But there's a lot of hidden Easter eggs in it.
Oh, see.
So we're hoping to get a little bit of viral traction online, which God knows what they'll say about us. But
I mean,
it should be enough amusing things for you to find in that.
That's cool.
That might be live by the time this episode goes live. We'll see. I'm dinosaured out here. I don't think. I want to give away some things without giving away everything
sure.
from the concept.
You've taken something that you came across and you've kind of built it out to be recognizable, but it's also not, it's like not taking yourself too seriously, but at the same time, it's not a joke either. It's not like we're just doing this to be funny.
Yeah, no, it matches enough to worthwhile. You're right. If it was just a theme that was not tied in well and it was just there because mm-hmm. it was there, like airplanes or something.
Sure, yeah.
Sure, I could draw some connection, but
yeah,
this one's actually entertaining too. I think that for the foreseeable future, we will continue using them to the fullest. They're free, by the way, too. Like, they don't demand money.
True.
It's not like we stole a celebrity.
No.
You know, Jurassic Marketing might be getting a little close there, but I think we're off-brand enough that we're good. And, you know, I think at the trade show booths, we'll probably, like, give away some prizes of the movies and stuff. So
it's a great idea. I want to go to a trade show now just to see what it looks like.
Yeah, come on. You can work for free. It'd be great.
Of course.
I'll feed you what the dinosaurs
I'll bring
get.
Oh, great. Red raw meat.
Yeah, I'll get nothing. They're dead.
Oh, boom. All right, well, I won't bring the photo booth.
All right, we'll feed you some good steak.
There we go. Now I'm in.
All right, we're going to close this one out. We'll be back for episode 49.
Thanks for listening to the Profit 911 podcast. Be sure to subscribe and leave your comments. For more information on how Profit 911 Consulting can help grow your service business, visit profit911.biz.